Thank you. The next person to share is Glenn H. with 35 years of sobriety.
Thank you, everybody. My name is Glenn, and I'm an alcoholic. And I am from the Pine Road Group in Bremerton, Washington. We meet Mondays and Thursdays at 7 o'clock. I also have a women's home group that is the Las Vegas Women's Zoom meeting. It meets at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. I'm blessed, and I'm sicker than others, so I have to have two home groups. I know that you guys don't know anything about that, but I do. It's as important as I stand up here today to let you know that when I came to the doors of Alcoholics Anonymous, I had no idea that I was going to stay sober, nor did I want to. Every Irish Catholic I knew drank as much as I did. I'm the youngest of seven children. We all drank like fiends, fish, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what a fish drink. Anyway, I had no desire to get sober. I wanted my life to be different, and I had an oldest sister who said, you know, you need to go to treatment. And I was like, okay, because my other choice was they were going to boot me out of the family of seven. So I was like, well, all right, guess I'll go to treatment. And my life began to change. I moved at 60 days of sobriety to Lake Tahoe, Nevada. I don't recommend that for anybody. And I went to work in a casino, nor do I recommend that. But it worked for me, kept me sober. I found a home group in Carson City, Nevada, and there was a guy there whose name was T. And T had more than 25 years of sobriety, and he's old. And I was like, T, how do you get to be that old in AA? And he goes, you don't drink and you don't die. And I was like, oh, you know, simple but not easy, right? And so I was like, okay, you know, and I cleaned ashtrays because you could still smoke in meetings when I got sober, and I took a commitment as the coffee person on Mondays at the Alano Club where I was going to meetings. It was far beneath me because I'm a nurse, and so to make coffee, seriously. But a few weeks after I took that commitment, this guy walked through the door of the Alano Club, and I thought to myself, get me a little of that before it leaves here because I am a tramp. And that guy's sitting back there at the table, and he just told his story. And it's really important that you know that I have 16 days more than him, but he got to share first. We had a sober AA wedding. There was not alcohol at our wedding, and we had more than 150 people at our wedding. And I can't tell you what a gift it was to do that. We've had two children in sobriety. We've been through a myriad of things in sobriety. Our life is immeasurably different because of Alcoholics Anonymous. So I'm here today, and I'm grateful to be sober. I'm grateful to each and every one of you who've shared so far, and I can't wait to hear the rest of you. So thank you.
Thank you. Gary B. with 34 years of sobriety will share next.
I'm Gary, I'm a real alcoholic. I'm sober today by the grace of God, and I don't know much, but I know sobriety is a gift. And for one thing I know for sure, there's at least one alcoholic in this room, and that is me. I only know how alcohol affects me. I have no idea how it affects you. And while it affects me is it sets up that physical craving and that mental obsession, and I'm going to pursue my most favorite drink in the whole wide world, and that's the next one. I went to my first meeting because I got picked up for drunk in public, me and my girlfriend, and she went to AA, and I saw the effects of Alcoholics Anonymous in a person's life. I seen her life change for the better, and by the grace of God, I could see my life deteriorating. And for an alcoholic like me, if anything stands in the way of me, it has to go. You know, in that relationship, a job, a family, a job, anything that stands away, my dream.